Blog Talk Radio.
Never in the field of human conflict was so much owed by so many to so few.
Good morning, Vietnam! Hey, this is not a test. This is rock and roll. Time to rock it from the Delta to the DMZ. Is that me or does that sound like an Elvis Presley movie? Viva Da Nang. Oh, Viva Da Nang. Da Nang me, why don't they get a rope and hang me? Hey, is it a little too early for being that loud? Hey, too late. It's 0600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early. Speaking of early, picture a man going on a journey beyond sight and sound. He's left Crete. He's entered the demilitarized zone. What is a demilitarized zone? Sounds like something out of the Wizard of Oz.
Oh, no, don't go in there.
Oh, hee, ho, Ho Chi Minh.
Oh, look, you've landed in Saigon. You're among the little people now.
We represent the Arvan Army, the Arvan Army. Oh, no, follow the Ho Chi Minh Trail. Follow the Ho Chi Minh Trail.
Oh, I'll get you, my pretty. Oh, my God, it's the Wicked Witch of the North. It's Hanoi Hannah.
Oh, little G.I., you and your little tutu, too. Adrian, what are you doing, Adrian?
Oh, Hannah, you slut. You've been on everything but the Titanic. Stop it right now.
I'm melting. My pretty old.
But hey, here's some little advice. Don't eat at a restaurant located next to a pound. So let's check in the field now. Hey, hi, can you help me? What's your name?
My name's Roosevelt Lee Roosevelt.
Roosevelt, what town are you stationed in? I'm stationed in Phuong Thanh.
Well, thank you, Roosevelt. What's the weather like out there?
It's hot. Damn hot. Real hot. Hot in this is my shorts. I can cook things in it. Little crotch pot cooking.
Well, can you tell me what it feels like?
Fool, and it's hot. I told you again. Were you born on the sun? It's damn hot. You can be a little thing. I saw it so damn hot. I saw one of those little guys in the orange robe burst into flames. It's that hot. You know what I'm talking about.
What do you think it's going to be like tonight? It's going to be hot and wet. That's nice if you're with a lady, but it ain't no good if you're in the jungle. Thank you, Roosevelt. Here's a song coming your way right now. Nowhere to Run To by Martha and the Vandellas. Yes!
Well, good, really good morning. And, of course, that was Robin Williams doing his act from Good Morning Vietnam, and where he portrayed Adrian Kronauer, who is actually in Vietnam and a DJ on AFN, Armed Forces Network. And I had the privilege and honor of meeting the real live Adrian Kronauer several years ago in Denver at an event, at a POW event. And he's quite the gentleman with a lot of stories to tell. And his main input about the movie is don't believe everything you see. So, but... yeah, that was good. I enjoyed that. Now I have to go buy that movie because I don't think I have it in my library of DVDs. So anyway, welcome to All About Vets radio program on warriortalkradio.com. I'm your host, Don U-Turn Marsh. I'm a Vietnam vet, and I'm damn proud of it. I apologize if you hear the noise in the back of all the days. The owners of the RV park here choose to mow around our RV. They picked today. So if you can't hear it, then disregard that. If you can't hear it, please accept my apologies. We always welcome your questions, comments, input, and there's a lot of ways that you can do that during the show or sometime afterwards. You can always go to the Warrior Talk Radio website, www.warriortalkradio.com. You can call in during the show within the next 60 minutes or so, and that phone number is 646-595-3255. 3504. And the lovely Miss Jen will take your call when you call in, and she'll put you on the air, and we can discuss whatever you want to talk about. Of course, we have the All About Vets website at www.allaboutvets.us. Check that out. I have a page dedicated to veterans on there, and if you have a picture of yourself or a loved one or a family member that served in the armed forces and is in uniform, please send me their picture with a little bit of info about them, and I'll be glad to post those pictures. All About Vets is a 501c3 not-for-profit organization. Our mission is to provide support for and promote awareness of the needs of veterans and their families, as well as the needs of those currently serving in the armed forces. There's such a need out there for our heroes, warriors, to be recognized today that you know, I'm afraid that it's getting a little bit commonplace and they're falling by the wayside. So keep them in your thoughts and prayers, and you know, just when you see a warrior, let them know what's happening, you know, how you appreciate what they're doing, and show them your support. We are on All About Vets program is on every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time. And on, you can always listen in. If you're listening right now, you can always catch us at warriortalkradio.com, and you know, pass a word along to your friends and neighbors and relatives and everyone that you know to listen into the show, and you know, give me your feedback. I'm interested if whatever you want to talk about works, and you know, as long as it pertains to veterans and our active duty members. So we can find out more about how they feel. We got a great show lined up for today. We're going to talk about some great events coming up. And the first one we're going to talk about is, well, I hope everybody had a great Veterans Day. And President's Day. So, and if you were off on Monday, hope you were safe. On Monday, February 29th, at the Pepsi Center in Denver, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., there's a Hiring Our Heroes organization is having a job fair for veterans. And it's a one-of-a-kind event featuring a hiring fair, networking opportunities, and workshops tailored to veteran job seekers, active-duty military members, Guard and Reserve members, and military spouses. You have to register to attend. You're eligible to receive two free tickets. And, it's two free tickets for registered attendees and their families, and the tickets are for an evening game of the Nuggets and the Grizzlies. I'm not sure what date that's going to be on, but if employers and military job seekers, register at hiringourheroes.org. And again, that's Monday, February 29th at the Pepsi Center in Denver. And it's only for 3 hours, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. So you want to be sure and attend that. And that's put on by the American Legion. And again, go to that website, hiringourheroes.org, for further information. We have a great friend in the Colorado area, Jim Ware. He is truly a veterans advocate that does so much yearly, every year, for our veterans. His He's a promoter. He's got an event coming up March 5th and 6th of this year, and it's a motorcycle show and swap meet, and it's going to be held in Colorado Springs. For bike show entries and vendor space applications, go to www.pro-promotions.com, or you can call area code 719-487-8005 and ask for further information, or if you have any questions. It's the Colorado Super Show. Jim's been doing this for 26 years in the Colorado Springs area, and it's great. We've attended it in the past. They have, among the things you'll find there, custom and antique motorcycles on display, 24th Annual Colorado Tattoo Competition. You can win one of two shopping sprees totaling $1,000 from Pikes Peak Harley-Davidson. They have live music, an indoor beer garden, 175-plus swap meet tables. There's a charity auction, plenty of free parking. It's just it's an all-day, two-day event on Saturday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Adults are $10. Over 65, hey, I qualify for this, $7. And kids 12 and under are free. So, again, that's March 5th and 6th at in Colorado Springs, the motorcycle show and swap meet put on by Pro Promotions and our good friend Jim Ware. If you want to attend, call area code 719-487-8005 with any questions you may have. A couple of more here. This is a save the date notification. Silent Warrior Scholarship Fund on April 4th. They have a Whiskey and War Stories. Spend an evening with elite members of the Special Operations community as they share their views on training, deploying, and fighting the war on terror. This is going to be good. Now, this is in Litchfield, Arizona. It's at a place called the Wigwam, 300 East Wigwam Boulevard, Litchfield Park, Arizona, 85340. That's on April 14th. On April 15th, they have the 5th Annual Silent Warrior Scholarship Fund Golf Tournament. That should be a lot of fun. And you can contact Mike DiBenedita at sfinfo@cox.net. So I guess his email address is swsfinfo@cox.net. And Mike DiBenedito. So they have sponsorship opportunities available for the golf tournament. Check that out. Whiskey and War Stories. Sounds like a deadly combination to me. Seriously, it sounds like a lot of fun. So go and check that out and listen to what's going on. Oh, I know at the golf tournament, they're raffling off a Tom car. I got a picture of it here. It's a four-wheel ATV, four-passenger, one-of-a-kind custom Tom car. Tickets are $100 each. There's only 400 tickets available. Check that out. And, you can check that out at www.SilentWarriorScholarshipFund.com. And who knows, for $100 you could win this thing. I'm sure it's worth thousands, just looking at the picture here. So that's going to be great. I think that's about all we have time for this morning to announce. I do want to say that last night on Warrior Talk Radio, on Jen Griff's show, it was a great show. We had Jeff Axelson on there from Axelson Tactical, and we had representatives from the DEA on there talking about the MALTS Challenge. If you're not familiar with what the MALTS Challenge is, you definitely want to check that out, Google it, and find out about it. And we're going to have those representatives on All About Vets come back before the MALTS Challenge, which is March 11th, and talk some more about it and find out what's happening, and you'll want to participate. So we're going to take a short break right now and give you some information. And Jen, if you want to take it away, when we come back, we're going to have Stephen Foster on from the PX3 Foundation, and we're going to talk about some great events that PX3 has coming on. Jen?
Our anniversary, that time I was late, weddings.
Need some flowers?
The anniversary of our first date.
Don't forget Peeler's Flowers.
Our first child, our second child.
Visit Peelers.com.
Just because. Our third child.
Check out the pick of the week, along with free local delivery.
That time I backed over her cat.
Peeler's Flowers, 920 Rose, or visit Peelers.com.
Unmuted. There you go. I just love this guy. We've been friends for a number of years now. I can't even remember exactly how we met for the first time, but he's a great guy. You know, it feels like I've known him forever. His family is great. I love his brother, who's retired from the Army. And we've just had a great time every time we get together. He rides. He's done a solo trip around the country by himself in honor of the boot campaign. Today he's on the show to talk about another event, another organization. And ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, I present to you Mr. Stephen Foster. Stephen, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, Don. How about yourself?
Well, not too bad. It's another glorious Texas day. No clouds. Nice, cool morning, and it's going to be kind of warm this afternoon. How's it up there in your area?
No, it's beautiful in North Texas. We're enjoying a very atypical February, a sunny day. It's nice and warm. It's actually great motorcycle riding weather. Probably when we get off the show here, I should probably saddle up and head down to Bastrop.
There you go. I've been thinking we need to meet maybe in Waco or someplace like that. I think we can probably find a Cracker Barrel down there, up there, for us to have lunch in. Cindy's laughing. I don't know why she'd laugh at that. But
well, you know, we've certainly eaten enough lunches and breakfasts and dinners at Cracker Barrels all across this great country. You, Cindy, and I, and a bunch of our friends. So I think they ought to have a Don and Cindy special table or a menu item. I know for you it would be eggs, and Cindy's palate is very diverse, so they may have several items that she likes. But we love Cracker Barrel. They take good care of us when we're on the road, for sure.
That's without a doubt. We need to do the great Cracker Barrel ride, and
I'm in.
At the Texas Roadhouses throughout the United States, they have a table reserved for Willie Nelson at every Texas Roadhouse. So I don't know why they couldn't do that for us at Cracker Barrel.
I think they should. And by the way, thank you for the wonderful introduction this morning. I may just hire you as my PR agent. That was probably the best intro I've ever had.
Well, that just came off the top of my head. I didn't say at all what I'd written down.
Well, I appreciate it. And by the way, happy belated President's Day. And also yesterday, I know because that's near and dear to your heart, yesterday was National POW and MIA Day. So happy belated both of those. And just always want to remind folks that we can't forget our POWs and our MIAs.
Well, forgive me, Stephen, but I do have to correct you on that. So I've seen that picture going around on Facebook and on a couple of my friends' pages. I put a comment. National POW MIA Day officially is the third Friday in September every year, and that's the nationally recognized day. So,
okay.
Say that we need to honor and remember our POWs, you know, especially from my era, from the Vietnam era, that if there's the slightest chance that any of them are still alive, the ones that were forgotten by our government, and we turned our backs on, our government turned their backs on, we need to remember those guys. And you know, it's just unforgiving of our government they've done in the past. So,
well, anyway. I'm all for having more than one day. So maybe we start one in February, and that's just double the publicity and the awareness. So let's try to do that.
I believe wholeheartedly in that. So today we're going to talk about the PX3 Foundation and several events that are all the same thing, but several events that they've got coming up. Tell me a little bit about the PX3 Foundation.
Well, again, Don, appreciate you having me on to talk about veterans' issues and things that are important to our military families. We need more outlets like what you're doing to get the word out. The PX3 Foundation was established in 2014, and its goal is pretty simple. It's just to provide health solutions directly to combat veterans, many of them who are confronting physical and mental injuries. The PX3 Foundation has really had amazing growth in a short amount of time. And what sort of began as a way to sort of provide volunteer-driven solutions to our veterans and really get the word out there on what their needs are, sort of from that, an interesting group formed. It's called the PX3 Patriots. It's an all-veteran softball team that we play against other supporting athletes and celebrities. Every one of these guys and girls, it's a co-ed team. There's an all-male team and soon to be an all-female team. They volunteer their time to pay it forward and help their brothers in arms in need. So it's a great organization that is changing the lives of our veterans. And then through the PX3 Foundation, which is the charitable foundation of PX3, we're able to get out and put our veterans and our military families out front of the public. Let them see them coming together as brothers and sisters and having a great time and then raising awareness and providing solutions to our veterans. And we're super excited that we're going to begin our 2016 Patriot Series on April 23rd in the great city of Colorado Springs, Colorado, with you and Cindy and the amazing people at the Danny Dietz Memorial Fund. So we can't think of a better way to kick off this 2016 series than with the Danny Dietz Memorial Fund in Colorado.
Yeah, we are definitely looking forward to that. I think if the weather holds out and it's looking good, I think you and I are going to do a ride up that way and ride into the event. And hopefully that we have some things in the works with the Colorado PGR for that event, but it's going to be held in Colorado Springs at what us old timers know as Sky Sox Stadium when they were the B League for the Colorado Rockies baseball team. I think they've moved on since then, but it's called now Security Forces Field in Colorado Springs out there on the west side of Powers Avenue. And it's going to be a great time. Is that going to be, what time is that officially going to start? Do we know?
I think we're going to try to kick it off sometime in the early afternoon. One of the things that we want to do is make this really a family day, a day of to celebrate our freedom and the service and sacrifice for our veterans. So I think right now the plan is to start early in the afternoon, play the game, have folks able to come out and interact with our veterans and our celebrities, and then other fun events to follow that as well. In fact, our PX3 president and founder, Brad Lazell, and the always amazing T.K. Klund, who I know you and Cindy know, are on their way to Colorado Springs as we speak. And T.K. pulled out way early this morning. So they're going to be visiting with some of the hotel partners, the transportation partners. They're going to be going out to the ballpark. And so we'll have some specific and more detailed information for you next week. But the date is solid, Saturday, April 23rd, and I would expect a first pitch sometime around 3 o'clock, something like that.
Well, that's great. You know, kind of did a trial run at an event in Houston a few months ago, and, you know, we learned a lot at that event, and this is going to carry forward. And like you say, there's going to be four games held this year. The first one is April 23rd, and then there'll be one in June to benefit the boot campaign. Is that correct?
That's correct. We kick it off with you guys in Colorado Springs on April 23rd. Then we've got a game in Nashville with the boot campaign. We have a game in Dallas with the Chris Kyle Frog Foundation. And then we're going to close it back up in Houston with Marcus Luttrell's team, Never Quit. So, and that we believe that the partnership with those four foundations is a perfect fit for what we're trying to do and matches what we know those individual foundations are all about. I think one of the things that all of us in the veteran services community need to be aware of is with some of the recent negative news around some, fortunately a small few, of veterans nonprofits. We need to be very transparent about what we do. We need to make sure that we're veteran-driven. And more than that, that we're solutions-driven. And you know, but I can certainly tell your audience, that you're not going to find four better organizations doing great works for our veterans than the Danny Dietz Memorial Fund, the Boot Campaign, the Chris Kyle Frog Fund, and Team Never Quit. So we're excited to partner with those four, and this will be an ongoing series. This is something that we're going to launch this year, and really we're going to take it on the road show like they did in the old-time baseball games. We're going to take it on the road, and people are going to get a chance to meet some amazing veterans, and I know we'll talk about them in just a second. Our celebrity support has been tremendous. The game last year in Houston, in which your lovely wife Cindy was the honorary captain of the PX3 Patriots, and so we so appreciated her sort of being the face of that group for us. But we had a pretty good show in Houston last year. Willie Robinson, the Duck commander from Duck Dynasty, participated with us. Jenny right. Finch, who's a seven-time Olympic softball medalist, was with us. An Olympic medalist, softball medalist, was with us. Cy Young Award winner Roger Clemens came and played. Of course, Marcus Luttrell played as well, and Taylor Kitsch, who played one of the lead roles in Lone Survivor, Friday Night Lights, Battleship. So we had great, great participation on the celebrity side, and we will be announcing the celebrity team, if you want to use that word, who'll be representing the Andy Dietz Memorial Fund. But on the PX3 Patriots side, we're super excited about who we consider the real celebrities of the event, the veterans and the heroes and the military families. And we've got some Medal of Honor winners that are going to join us this year on the team. Of course, our good friends, Joey Jones, Combat Marine EOD, is going to participate in certainly one of the games, and we hope several. So we've got a strong, strong veteran team. And every city will have different celebrities, but we're looking forward to getting in front of the public, having really a great afternoon, fun for some great causes and partnering with some great organizations.
Now, do we have Oz and Tig signed up for sure?
We We do, as a matter of fact. You know, and thanks for reminding me. Last year, Mark Ozgeist and John Tighagen, who were the co-authors of The 13 Hours, the book that inspired the 13 Hours film, they came and played in Houston. They played on Cindy's team. They will again be playing. Of course, they're Colorado guys. They live up in your neck of the woods. In fact, I know that this weekend Tig and Oz are meeting with our founder Brad Lazell and their TK Klund. I believe they're going to a softball game or they're going to a hockey game. I think this weekend in Denver, and then we fully expect that they're going to participate with us certainly in Colorado Springs, and we hope that they'll be able to hit the road with us and travel to the other three cities as well.
Yeah. Oh, and you know, just as a sideline. If you're out there listening and you have not seen the movie 13 Hours, The Secret Soldiers of Benghazi, get your butts out there and go watch it on the big screen. I don't want to hear any of that crap. I'll wait till it comes out on DVD. You need to see this on the big screen first. Then go buy the DVD.
But, there you go. Go see the movie now and then buy the DVD. Buy several of them and give them as Christmas presents.
It is truly an amazing movie, very well done. Of course, I only know Mark and John through Cindy. She keeps track of them and talks to them quite a bit. And, yeah, they are great guys. And, you know, the world is truly blessed that they were able to escape Benghazi with their lives and with just the minor damage that they incurred. So just great guys.
Yeah, they've been huge supporters of PX3. And, you know, I think, Don, one of the things that I always say, and this certainly applies to you, applies to Cindy, applies to anyone who served in sacrifices, you know, what you know, Tig and Oz did on the battlefield, you know, their service even before that, you know, that makes them patriots. But what they're doing now in their civilian lives makes them heroes. And is even with their busy schedule, and I'm sure all of us can appreciate how busy they are in light of their book coming out and then have the popularity of the movie, they're still willing to give their time, volunteer, and come out to an event like this and really put a face to the freedom. So we're very, very blessed to have them participate and looking forward to a long relationship with those guys and all of our veterans and our service members.
Yeah, and to be so accessible to the public is tremendous, and these guys are just great. I do want to mention for people that don't know, but the PX3. Product. I know you just said you just got fitted.
I did.
And send in your mold, but not really what it sounds like, folks. But it is. I just am never sure how to describe it. It's a breathing assist apparatus, and
well, I like to call it, and I think, you know, the best way to describe it is a PX3 is a breathing orthotic, and it's a mold that you fit. You can do it yourself in your home. It takes about 25 minutes, and it increases your input of oxygen. So from let's just say from an athlete standpoint, you're expending oxygen as you're working out or you're on the field, so you need to be able to take it in. This helps you do it by aligning your jaw and creating sort of max performance there. But I tell you that the most interesting thing that I've learned in my short time with PX3 is the benefit to our veterans, and especially our combat veterans, you know, that, and it was something that, you know, we give a lot of credit to Morgan Luttrell and Marcus Luttrell, who were among some of the first to kind of get fitted, and what they sort of found through their experience. One of the biggest issues, probably the biggest issue with our combat veterans, is sleep. Is they're not getting good, solid, foundational sleep. And because they're not able to sleep well, they have to take a lot of medications. They have to take medications to sleep. They have to take medications to wake up because the medications they take to go to sleep are so powerful. And within a very short amount of time, Morgan said his sleep jumped up significantly. He turned his brother onto it, and you can go on to the PX3 Foundation website, and let me give that. It's www.px3foundation.org. Just click on that link, and not only will you see what the product is, but you'll see testimonials from, certainly from Marcus Luttrell, but from combat veterans, from everyday some military and support, how this product has sort of changed their life. And I will tell you, it's transformational is really what it is. That's not an overused or an overstated word. This product is changing lives, and it's, as I said earlier, it's a solution-driven product. There are many organizations that are creating awareness. We need to do that, but quite frankly, if you're going to be sustainable in the veteran community, you're not only going to have to answer the question, well, you know, what awareness are you creating, but more importantly, what solutions are you delivering? And we're very fortunate that our goal is to put one of these in the hands of every veteran, and that's really what the foundation is about. So through our Support a Warrior campaign, you can donate and provide this product free to a veteran. You can buy one yourself and supply one. So, again, go on to that website and have your listeners go on to www.px3foundation.org, and you will see a very powerful testimony about how this product and how the foundation is changing lives.
Yeah. Well, Cindy and I both each have one, and, you know, it does aid with sleeping. Definitely we testify to that. I really used mine when I rode from Austin or from Bastrop here up to Denver one time last year, and I wore mine the entire way, and I strongly believe that by wearing the apparatus and having it do its job, provide me more oxygen while riding, that I was actually more alert for a longer period. It does help you intake the oxygen flow that you need, and I swear by it when riding. And in April you have yours, and I really want you to try riding, because I felt that there was a big difference.
Yeah, well, and I will tell you that, you know, everyone who's been fitted for a PX3, and whether it's civilians, veterans, there are a lot of professional athletes that are wearing this on the field. You know, your recovery time is quicker. You are intaking that, and, you know, you can wear it, and someone can't even tell that you're wearing it. So that's the great thing about it. So, again, I'm excited to be serving on the board at the PX3 Foundation. I think that it's a quite unique product and quite unique organization in terms of servicing our veterans. So, and these softball games will allow people to come out and learn about what we're doing and get fitted for one themselves. So, you know, our good friend T.K. Klein, he wears his all the time. The only time he doesn't wear it is when he's eating, and wears it when he sleeps, wears it when he swears by it when he's working out.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's got to help when you're working out. And it's just a great invention, and you know, we just really love the way that they fit, and if you have it in, I mean, it's not noticeable. I mean, it does takes a little bit of getting used to, because your mouth is not used to being in that position all the time, but after a little bit amount of time, it's great, and you'd be surprised at the effects of it. So, anyway, check that out. Get that website again, Stephen.
It's www.px3foundation.org.
So, for Colorado Springs, April 23rd at Sky Sox Stadium down there in Colorado Springs, the celebrities we are going to have will include maybe some present, but definitely past players from the Denver Broncos.
Well, that's one of the things that TK is on his way to sort of firm up this week. You know, one of the things that we always try to do is once we pick the venue and pick the location. We focus on the what we call the PX3 Patriots, the veteran team first. We put the celebrities second. We try to make the celebrities sort of representative of the destination. So I can promise the folks up in the Denver and Colorado Springs and surrounding areas that the celebrity team that's going to be representing the Danny Deese Memorial Fund will be faces of people that you recognize, that you have probably cheered for in the past. So we're going to be a little close to the vest. We want to roll that out slowly and as we did last year, but check out the PX3 Patriots Facebook page. We will be making some announcements there, and we'll certainly be making announcements to the local media.
Yeah, it's just going to be great.
I mean,
great.
You know me, I think the biggest celebrity on that team is going to be Cindy Dietz Marsh. So, you know, I'm buying a ticket just for that.
Well, she has signed up to throw out the first pitch, and I told her she needs to practice so she doesn't embarrass me. But I got to mark out the distance between the pitcher's mound and the plate so that she can get some idea of how hard she needs to throw that ball. So, but
well, I thought she did a pretty good team, a pretty good job managing the PX3 Patriots last year against the Lone Survivor Foundation. So, but yeah, if you're going to have her practice, say, do me a favor, take some video and post it on your Facebook page. We all want to see that.
Good idea. That's definitely a good idea. We'll do that down here at the ranch. So, now, we need, or we're asking for sponsorships from organizations and from businesses for these events.
We are, and that campaign is underway right now. We had a national press release go out. We are in the process of contacting businesses and organizations in Denver, Colorado Springs, all the surrounding areas. And we're also talking to some nationwide sponsors. But if you've got a business, organization in that area, and you want to participate in what I promise you is going to be an amazing day, April 23rd up in Colorado Springs, then if you want to go on to the PX3 Foundation website, or you want to contact me directly, we will get a sponsorship package out to you. There are many ways for you to participate with us. We had great sponsor support last year, and the buzz is already out there, and we've got meetings set, and folks already come on board. So Colorado Springs, Denver, we're gonna drop the gauntlet in your lap. Our first event, we chose it because of the Danny Deese Memorial Fund. That's a hometown boy, a Navy SEAL, who served and sacrificed for you and for this country. So this is the big event for us, the kickoff event. If you've got a business or an organization in Denver, you need to be a part of that. If you would like some information, let me give you an email address, Don, that you can pass out to your listeners. Just have them shoot me an email to Stephen Foster, StevenFoster, at Foster, then a dash, Fathom, FATHOM.com. So Stephen Foster at Foster-Fathom.com, and we will send you a packet, and they certainly can contact you, Don Marsh. They can contact Cindy Dietz Marsh, and we will get a packet of information into their hand.
Yeah, if you have any questions and you didn't catch Stephen's email address, please email me at don@allaboutvets.us, and I'll get you his contact information. You can always go to the All About Vets Facebook page, PX3, what's the title of the Facebook page?
Actually, if you just want to go to www.px3foundation.org, the entire sponsorship package is there as well. So you can cut out all the middlemen and go right to the foundation website.
Download that package and print it off, and you'll have all the information you need. And you definitely want to be part of this. And this goes not just for Colorado Springs, but for the entire series. We're going to be in Nashville in June, back in Dallas in August, Is that a good time to be in Dallas in August?
Hey, it's always a good time to be in Dallas. What are you talking about?
Oh, okay.
And you know, the temperature might be warm, but I promise you the beer is going to be cold.
All right. Yeah. And back in Houston in October. So it's going to be a great time. I can't tell you the amount of fun that we had this last one. We just can't say enough about it. So go to the website, check it out. Check out a PX3 breathing apparatus and get yours ordered. Help a vet get one. They do this. The PX3 Foundation does this for all veterans at no cost, and it's just great. And the stuff that they're doing for the little time that they've been around, TK Klund and Mr. Lazell have done a great job. And they, of course, TK is an Air Force veteran himself, but they've just helped tremendously and helped all of our veterans.
Yeah, and you know, for those up in Colorado Springs, and you're certainly very, very aware of the incredible Air Force Academy up there. Every one of those cadets has been wearing a PX3 for a couple of years now, and assisting with us to find out, you know, all of the benefits. So it's there's another reason to kind of come up and support what we're doing is with the relationship we have with the Air Force Academy.
Yeah. It's a beautiful place up there. I love it. Love Air Force football. It's just great. So, I think that probably about wraps it up for today. In June, the next event is for the PX3 Patriots All Veteran Softball Team is in Nashville. I mentioned that. For the boot campaign, right off the top, do you know of anything that the boot campaign has coming up that you can talk about, Stephen?
I think right now the boot campaign is kind of gearing up for their national push-ups for charity event. This is something that has become sort of a signature fundraiser for them, but also a way to create awareness and show the public what they're doing in terms of driving solutions. Best way to keep up with the boot campaign is to go to their website, www.bootcampaign.org. Look on their events tab, and there are many opportunities, but I think that's really the focus right now. I believe that comes up in May. If you're interested, that's a nationwide event. So put a team together and rack out some push-ups for our veterans and our military families.
Okay. Stand by one, Stephen. Jen, do you have a caller on the line?
Hi. Yes, Jen did have a caller on the line. The reason for my call is, Stephen, are you still with
yes.
us? Wonderful. I'm going to make sure, I'm going to say it out publicly here, but I'm going to make sure you know, too, that if you have any vets that you are helping in the Kansas City area, with the disgusting inaction of the VA on having calls from the suicide hotline go to voicemail, I'm willing to put my name, my phone number out there in the wild and let people, vets who need me in the Kansas City area, call me 24/7, 365, anything. And if I can't directly make it happen for them, I can get them to the people who can make it happen.
Well, we appreciate, you know, that offer. You're absolutely right. And Don referenced this at the start of the show is, if we're ever going to move the needle in services for our veterans, we've got to come together as a country and a community and you know, to steal a line from my friends at Boot Campaign, be boots on the ground. The VA does what they can when they can, but we all know it's not enough. So having additional resources is what great organizations like the PX3 Foundation is all about. It's certainly what the Danny Dietz Memorial Fund is about and the boot campaign. So, and veteran suicide is a huge issue in our country, as you know, 22 a day. These are veterans who serve their country, who came back from scary situations and scary places with people trying to kill them, and they made it home. But because of medical and physical and psychological issues, they don't feel like they're getting the support they need here on the home front, and unfortunately end up taking their life. And there's some great organizations out there that are servicing that population. One of the best is right here in Dallas, Texas. It's called 22 Kill, run by former combat Marines, Don Nguyen, Jake Schick, are hugely involved in those issues. So we need support. And if you'll leave your information with Don, we will hook you up with the guys at 22 Kill. They, I think, are really an organization that is making a difference. And this is something that if you're out there listening and you don't know the high rate of veteran suicide, you need to know, and now you know. So you need to do something about it. You need to get involved.
Well said, Stephen. And caller, I believe your name is John.
Yes. I'm a pastor in the Kansas City area.
Okay. Will you please send me an email with your information, and send that email to don@allaboutvets.us. And
I'm locked out of my email right now, Don. So what I'll do, since Jen and I follow each other on Twitter, I'll DM it directly to her.
Okay.
And have her.
Hey, and Don, if you don't mind me passing on some information to John when you hop off the show here, John. Again, thanks for your phone call and for talking about this situation. As soon as you jump off the line, and all of Don's listeners, go to www.22kill.com and find out. You know, that is a great place to start to find solutions for the issues that you're talking about, John.
It is a great place. I'm already on the website looking at it.
Awesome.
I fast when I'm working on something that I deem important. And to me, outside of the primary mission that God has given me, this is the most important mission that I am working on. I've been working behind the scenes in the past. Jen knows a little bit about that. This is something that is close to home for me, since my father is an Army National Guard vet, and there's not a darn thing I wouldn't do to help our heroes as they come home.
Yeah, it's inexcusable, and there's just no way I can comprehend why you would have especially through the Veterans Affairs organization, if you have a suicide prevention hotline, why I would go to voicemail. That's ridiculous. I mean, that's, you know, it's just unfathomable why that would occur. So, John, thank you so much, and please let Jen have your information, and we'll be in touch. Just send me everything that you have, And we'll follow up on that. And thanks again for calling in.
You're welcome. Thank you for taking my call.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, Stephen, you are heavily involved with 22 Kill, and it's, you know, it's something that, again, gets swept under the rug by our government. It's not talked about. You know, it's not brought out in the open, and it's only through patriots like you and Jen and our radio shows and that we can get the word out and put it out as much as we can. You know, it's I don't know.
Well, that's been, Don, as you know, the most gratifying thing as I've gotten more involved in veterans affairs and involved in the veteran services community. It's you know, there are a lot of organizations out there that say they're addressing needs, and they got, you know, big campaigns all over television and all kinds of stuff. But as I said earlier, it really is, I think the key to those organizations like the Danny Dietz Memorial Fund, like the PX3 Foundation, like 22 Kill and Boot Campaign, and the organizations that we're involved with is veteran run. You know, they have a card in the game. They have stake in the game. They've personally served or sacrificed. Cindy gave her son for this country. So, you know, it's about thinking big, but I always say it's about acting small. It's being in your own backyard, in your own neighborhood, and doing what you can and making sure that it is actually making a difference. And that's where I would encourage anyone who wants to get involved and give back to our veterans is, you know, you don't have to look too much further than your own community, and that's where you should start. You know, if you don't know, if you're in the Denver area and you want to give back, you don't have to turn on the TV to find a place. You know, contact Don Marsh, contact Cindy Dietz Marsh, get involved with the Danny Dietz Memorial Fund. I promise you, they're making a difference in your community. Contact the Boot Campaign. Certainly, we want you to come on board with us at the PX3 Foundation, which is why we're taking our show on the road this year, so that people can meet these veterans firsthand. They don't need Stephen Foster to tell them what they're doing. They can talk to guys like Bobby Henline and Shiloh Harris and Medal of Honor recipient Florent Groberg. They can talk to Jake Schick. They can talk to Joey Jones. These are guys who've lived it and served it, and they're back now, and they're, as I said earlier, they're heroes for what they're doing now in their civilian life. They're giving back. They're making a difference. And so we appreciate everything that you're doing, Don, to put the word out. We need more shows like you have that are allowing folks like John to call in and express what their concerns and actually direct them someplace where they can make a difference. You're doing good work, my friend, and that's why we love you.
Well, I thank you so much for those kind words, Stephen. But I want to encourage everybody out there that is interested in donating to a veterans not-for-profit organization to go online and check them out and see where their funds go to. You know, so many of these organizations have highly paid board members, presidents, and you know, it's just almost on the verge of being a scam, where so little of the amount of money donated actually filters down to the proper recipients. It goes for admin and for salaries for these people, and that's not right. If you're in it for the veteran or whomever, it's the money needs to go to them, and you need to be doing it out of the graciousness of your heart. You know, I understand it gets expensive, and there are some reimbursements that could be made, but you know, salaries, I don't see how that happens. It's ridiculous. But again, if you want to donate to a 501c3 not-for-profit veterans organization, check them out. Ask people about them. Ask me. You know, I'll do the research for you, and we'll find out how good they are. Stephen, any final words you want to put out about PX3 and the upcoming games?
Well, yeah, again, I would just add that once you check out the PX3 Foundation, you'll find out that it's 100% volunteer-driven. So, again, you know, we are living our mission to give back and support and improve the lives of veterans. And Don just said, I think we're about as transparent as you can be. Come on out to our event in April with the Danny Dietz Memorial Fund. Meet the veterans. You know, meet Don Marsh. Meet his lovely wife, Cindy Dietz Marsh. Come out and hang out with our celebrities and our veterans. Bring your families. We are going to keep the ticket prices really, really low. That's one of the things that our founder Brad Lazell and T.K. Klund are committed to is we want families to come out. We want you to have a great day at the ballpark with us. We want you to learn a little something, but more than that, just have a good time with us. And we're excited about coming to Colorado. I don't get up there enough. And so to kick off the season with you guys, we're excited about it. And hopefully we can work out our motorcycle ride, Don, because that would just be the icing on the cake.
Yeah, that's going to be great, great fun. It's for a great cause. So I guess that pretty much wraps it up, Stephen. Thank you so much for calling in and spending your morning with us. And I'm going to be contacting you here in a few minutes, and we'll chat some more.
Perfect. Well, I look forward to it. Say hello to Cindy for me, and we will see you guys soon.
Okay, take care.
Bye-bye.
I want to remind everybody that in 2 days, it's Red Shirt Friday. Get a red shirt out of your closet, a T-shirt, button-up, cowboy, Hawaiian, or whatever you got that's red. And red stands for Remember Everyone Deployed. So Friday is Red Shirt Friday. Make sure it's this Friday. It's every Friday. Our next program for All About Vets is going to be Wednesday, February 24th. And my guest co-host will be Miss Debbie Lee, Gold Star mother, mother of Mark Lee, Navy SEAL Mark Lee, first Navy SEAL killed in Iraq. And a great lady, lovely woman. A dear friend of Cindy's and mine, and she, you know, she's going to have a lot to talk about. So we're going to take it away now, Jan, and thanks everyone for listening. Appreciate you greatly. It's been a good show, and I'll see you on the internet.
Some gave all, some stood through for the red, white, and blue, and some had to fall. And if you ever think of me, think of all your liberties and recall. Recall. Some give all.